This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Now we have reached the last portion of the patience. Remember, Ibn al-Qayyim made a dua at the very beginning for all of us, for the reader. And he said that it is, he asked Allah to make us from those that if we are given, we are thankful, and if we are tested, we are patient, and if we commit sin, then we seek forgiveness. He's on the second part, the if we are tested, we are patient. Now he's on the last portion of that. We covered a number of videos regarding the patience. And now he speaks about the shaitan and how he will try to afflict you. Before we talked about shaitan trying to afflict you, and the one that is min ibadika al-mukhlasin, the ones that are from the ones that are from your righteous servants. Now he's going to talk about how shaitan will try to afflict you. He says, rahimahullah, وَإِنْ اغْتَالَ عَدُوُهُ أَحَدَهُمْ كَمَا يَغْتَالُ اللِّسُّ الرَّجُلَ الْغَافِلَ فَهَذَا لَبُدَّ مِنْهُ. He says, and if his enemy tries to seize him or to take him or to destroy one of them, just as the robber tries to destroy the negligent person. And this has to take place. This will take place. So Ibn al-Qayyim is showing you that shaitan will affect the individual. But it's the individual that is ghafil. And all of us are ghafil to a certain degree. And he's going to talk about that. He says, rahimahullah, لِأَنَّ الْعَبْدَ قَدْ بُلِيَ بِالْغَفْلَةِ وَالشَّهْوَةِ وَالْغَضَبِ. He says, for verily the servant is afflicted by, or is tested, bulia, is tested by negligence, desires, and anger. These three. وَدُخُولُهُ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَبْوَابِ الثَّلَاثَةِ. And his entering and his form of affecting the servant is from one of these three. Or from these three. وَلَوْ احْتَرَزَ الْعَبْدُ مَا احْتَرَزَ فَلَا بُدَّ لَهُ مِنْ غَفْلَةِ. He says, as much as a servant tries to preserve himself or protect himself from that, then there is going to be a level of neglect. There's going to be a level of desire, and there's going to be a level of anger. وَقَدْ كَانَ آدَمُ أَبُو الْبَشَرِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ أَحْلَمَ الْخَلْقِ. And then he goes on to talk about Adam. Basically what he's saying here, Adam was affected by it, so you're going to be affected by it. It may not have been anger, but it may have been a level of ghafla. It may have been a level of ghafla, or even shahwa, because shaitan came to call him to the desires, إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. That Allah is not prohibiting you from this tree, except that He doesn't want you to be from, or except that you would be from angels or live forever. So He's lying to him and telling him that if you take from this, you'll live forever. And obviously, mankind would want that. And subhanAllah, Adam followed that. And he says, he's just explaining how Adam is of the greatest of creation. وَأَرْجَحَهُمْ عَقْلًا. And he is the most, that is the strongest intellect. وَأَثْبَتَهُمْ. And he has the most firm intellect amongst all of creation, because he's Adam alayhi salam. Then he goes on to say, وَلَكِنْ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ لَا يَخْلُصُ إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ إِلَّا غِيلًا. He said, and Satan is not sincere towards Ibn Adam, except by wanting his destruction. Just showing you that Satan's prime goal, rather, his purpose of existence is to take you off course, to deceive you and seize you. To deceive you and seize you. And then he says here, عَلَى غِرَّةٍ وَغَفْلَةٍ, upon deception and negligence. فَيُوقِعُهُ. So he causes him to fall into something. وَيَظُنُّ أَنْهُ لَا يَسْتَقِيلُ رَبَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَ بَعْدَهَا وَأَنَا تِلْكَ الْوَقْعَةَ قَدْ اجْتَاحَتْهُ وَأَهْلَكَتْهُ وَفَضُّ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَرَحْمَتُهُ وَعَفُهُ وَمَغْفِرَتُهُ مِنْ وَرَاءِ ذَلِكَ. So basically he's saying here that shaitan will try to afflict you and to test you and to seize you and to take you off of course to where you will fall into a particular sin, and he will think that he will never leave his Lord. He will be affected by shaitan, and that effect from shaitan will cause him to be negligent. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his mercy and his pardoning and his love, is behind all of that. So knowing that Shaytan will come to affect you and to try to afflict you, he will take you away from being patient. He will take you away from servitude. He will cause you to be a person that is not thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will continuously do that in the verses that were recited earlier. But notice here how he mentions these three. Ghafla, shahwa, ghalab. Ghafla is negligence. Shahwa is following your desire. And ghalab is anger. So Satan will try to get you from one of these three things to take you away from your course. And when thinking about these three, there's others that can branch off of it, right? So when you're talking about the ghafla, it is the negligence within your salah, the negligence within listening to a lesson, within reading the Quran. You're not fulfilling the action, the purpose of the action. You may be doing the action, but you may not be attentive, as we talked about earlier. The shahwa takes you away from the action, to your negligence, or not, by not even doing it at all. It is a desire that you are following, and that desire is that which is of lesser value, or it is of no value, being that it may be haram in essence. And also ghadab, the anger, our emotions, not controlling our emotions, and that emotions takes us away from that which is befitting. So looking at Satan and how he tries to affect us, looking at these three in your life, take a step back and look, because Satan is always there to seize you by making you negligent or make you someone that is heedless to what you are doing or what you are not doing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are tested, that are patient in times of the test, because these three is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us by using Shaytan to come and enter into one of these three or all three simultaneously. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.